Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Friday. Almost the weekend, y'all. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Notice something different about Eric?
What is that? Is he pregnant?
He has a glow about him today.
I wish.
His cheeks are all rosy. He just has a little glow about him. You got a chance to meet up with your favorite Astros player last time.
Jeremy freaking Pena.
Yeah.
You're still smiling. That's cute.
I am. It was a great night. It was at Taqueria Sarandas.
Uh-huh.
And they fed us. Mm-hmm. And it was like they had a small, intimate, like, family thing. And Jeremy came to support he endorses them.
Right.
So he showed up, and then it was like Elvis was there.
Yeah.
It was craziness.
I was surprised that, Cindy Bourbano, our good friend who works at Mega 101.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm surprised she didn't copy her post because she had a picture of she and Jeremy and she said, dinner with Jeremy Pena. And uh-huh. I was like, oh. And then, in the other picture she had posted with her, you know, it's like in the throwaway picture, she had her co-host with her in another picture. But I was surprised you didn't post that dinner with Jeremy tonight. So it was fun. I'm glad you had a good time. We have a lot of good stuff planned for today. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, it's time for our jury duty this morning. Then Mono's Country at about 5:50. And at 6:10 this morning, if you got good news in your world, we're going to get some of that with what you have to tell us about with the 6:10 Amen, all right? But right now, let's talk about the top three stories. Sadly, Eric and Jeremy Pena not in the top three.
How do you know, George?
Yeah, we don't know that yet. Come on, number one story, trending in Texas.
Well, I guess it could be.
Jeremy Pena makes best friend.
Trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
It was just last weekend when folks were stuck in the parking garage at Bush Airport for hours.
Oh, yeah.
So that issue's fixed, right?
Not so much.
According to an airport source, they've completed Eco Park 2 at Bush. Now they're working on Hobby. They're going to be back after the summer to do Bush and completely renovate that new system with the most advanced features. And what does that mean? Well, I guess they're replacing all the credit card readers and adding cardless lanes. So if you make a reservation, it's going to be a little bit easier to get in and out.
Okay.
Eventually.
Not right now, but eventually it will be. Well, hang on. Let's try this again.
Number two.
NRG is ready for game day. That's right. Tomorrow, kickoff is at noon. Y'all remember there was a little bit of damage after the storms from NRG? If you went to Luke Combs, you saw that the roof was not fixed. There were still holes in it. And it kind of felt like outside, even though you were inside. Well, they're saying at this time, they anticipate that everything is just going to be wonderful. They have some temporary covers on the roof game day. But if you are planning on being out there, dress accordingly. and just be prepared for whether it be rain or heat or other conditions. The damage on the roof is not fixed.
Yeah, but it's going to be noon on a Saturday in August in Texas. Be ready for it.
And the top story trending in Texas.
And speaking about the dog days of summer, heat advisory continued on through today for our Friday. And given the heat in our forecast for the next 10 days, obviously we are not going to be shocked if this heat advisory gets extended through the weekend into next week. And it's the same story today. Not only is there a heat advisory, there's a small chance of a couple showers, but nothing substantial.
Hey, remember when July was really cool and rainy? I think we're getting payback for all of that right now. That's what's trending here in Texas this morning. The top three things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hey, George, this is Carlotta. I'm calling from Dayton. I'm calling with a 610 Amen update.
Oh, sure. Tell me, what's your update?
Okay, last June, I called you guys to tell you about my husband, Chris, who just got put on the liver transplant list.
Yes.
Do you remember 2020? He was on hospice. He survived that. All the trials we've been going through. This past March, he had a liver transplant. He is now 135 days post-op. He's back to work. He's surviving and thriving, and he is doing awesome. He looks great. He's smiling and laughing more than I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh, Carlotta!
I am so totally thrilled. He's got a new life, new man.
Oh, I believe it.
Goodness, I love that.
Yes, I've been wanting to call for a while, but I'm back to work bus driving, so I can't always make it in.
No, I understand that. Listen, we just love it that you followed up with us, because honestly, when you call and you tell us stories, we remember those stories and we want to know what's going on. This is awesome. I am so glad that you called and updated us.
Thank you for the prayers. He was on many prayer lists, and God is great, let me tell you.
Let me tell you, yes, indeed. All right, and a shout-out. Will you want to give a shout-out to his doctors or hospital?
J.C. Walker, Houston Methodist, their liver transplant program.
Incredible stuff. Carlotta, thank you for the update. Can I get an amen for Carlotta this morning? Amen. Oh, and an update for her husband, too. And can I get an amen for her husband, too? Amen.
Amen, Chris.
Aww.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. I always do the big long runs on the weekend. Mo and Eric always laugh at me because I get up early and I take my big long runs on Saturday.
It's so hot, George.
Yeah, but I tell you what, here's something coming up in just a few weeks that's really going to make a difference. And it's a run walk. It's called Tunnel for Towers. It happens in Cypress, Texas, in which they really don't have tunnels or towers. But Kim is here to tell us how that all ties in with Cypress.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be back. We're excited about our third annual Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk in Cypress, Texas. So almost 23 years ago, Stephen Siller was an FDNY firefighter who had laid down his life on the morning of 9/11 in Manhattan. Stephen had gotten off of his shift at Brooklyn Squad 1 when he had heard over the radio that one of the towers had been hit by a plane. He drove back to the station, grabbed his gear, and drove to the mouth of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, where he left his truck and strapped 60 pounds of gear to his back and ran from the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the towers.
Wow.
We honor Stephen's legacy and his memory every year by following his footsteps, both in New York and actually across the United States. We have 80 events that happen across the United States.
And one of them just happens to be here in our backyard in Cyprus. And you all have been doing some amazing stuff with this, Kim.
Thank you so much. So we have four major programs where all of our fundraising dollars are dedicated to. And now we are working towards eradicating veteran homelessness across the United States, including right here in Houston.
Girl, wow. You're busy doing the good work.
Yes, thank you.
So this is coming up on September 7th. That's Saturday, September 7th. How do people get involved and support your cause, Kim?
So we'd love to see as many people come out as possible. They can just go to t2trun.org. That's letter T, number 2, letter T, run.org, and register to participate. Run, walk, rock, just come out to support if they'd like in person.
Well, you've hit two of our hot buttons, first responders and especially the veterans angle. So thank you, Kim.
We appreciate your support and we can't wait to have you out at the Houston Veterans Village.
It's the Tunnel to Towers Run happening in Cyprus on Saturday, September 7th. If you need some of the information, let us know. We can text you out the link or whatever you need. Here from 100.3, The Bull. Tyler Hubbard is with us this morning here on 100.3 The Bull. His new album is called Strong. His tour is called Strong, which, by the way, is coming to Houston here. And his new single is called Park.
Of course, you have a world tour, and you got to go worldwide and come to Houston, Texas, boss man.
Ooh, I can't wait for Texas. It's going to be huge.
October 26th, the way to not do it in the summer also.
Valid point.
It's hot as Hades.
Yep, I try to avoid Texas in the summer. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we do too. Nope, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, October's perfect. End of October, that's right.
Yes, sir. We're very excited.
Hey, Tyler, I need you to be really real with me, okay?
Hit me.
I'm looking right before you come to Houston, you're in Australia, but you're only in like the greatest, most beautiful parts of Australia. Are you using this tour as an excuse to take an awesome vacation?
You know, you've uncovered the secret. You know, we're just going to go to the most beautiful spots in the world and call it work.
Wait, are you taking the whole family or are you just going by yourself?
That trip, unfortunately, I'm just going to be by myself.
Oh, unfortunately.
He's all about the family. He's so good about traveling with his kids.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be so relaxed with no kids around.
Oh, no. That Mai Tai is going to taste so terrible without my kids.
Rough life.
We're talking to Tyler Hubbard this morning. He's coming to Houston October 26th, House of Blues. His new album is called Strong. His tour is called Strong. So we thought we'd play a little game about strength with you this morning. Is that okay, Tyler?
Let's go.
We're just going to give you a couple of A or B questions, and you have to tell us which one you feel the most strongly about, which one's stronger in your mind, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's start with this one. Vin Diesel or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Ooh, I'm going to go Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Oh, man, those are my favorite movies in the entire world.
See, you want to know how much of a dad I am? I think of the Iron Giant when I think of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's great.
Okay,
all
I got
right,
one.
Good one. Okay, all right.
Tequila or beer? Which you feel stronger about?
Ooh, probably tequila.
Oh, same. Yeah. I have a serious one. You've got sons, you've got a daughter, you've traveled the road with gentlemen and ladies. So which is easier, guys or girls on tour?
Oh, no.
Ooh. I hate to say it because I'm taking Alana Springsteen out this fall, and I know she's going to be great, but I'm probably going to have to say guys.
Okay, yeah,
pretty laid back, pretty carefree most of the time.
Yep, I got you. Okay.
Gonna get it.
Yeah, but it's only going to get worse. Because, man, I'm going to put Eric's question in there about the Astros and the Braves. So.
Okay. I've got one that... I don't know how you're going to land on this. Because, reminder, you are in Houston, Texas right now, talking to all of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Braves or Astros?
Yeah, did you do me like that? Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I hate to say it, but I grew up on the Braves.
Braves!
So sorry.
Yes, he's loyal. We appreciate that, though.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see House of Blues totally empty.
Okay, wait.
You know what? Since that's October 26th, it's almost Halloween. We'll dress you up like an Astros fan that day.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll do it for you guys.
Tyler Hubbard, thank you, man. A new tour is strong. The album is called Strong, and his new song on the bowl is called Park. We appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate y'all chatting with me this morning.
Hey, we're going to pony up $20,000 for you in the nay of the day. Your chance to get a key in our contest coming up before 8 o'clock here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. We're just out here doing God's work. Solving the problems of the world every morning with your opinion. Five calls say it all. Here's today's dilemma.
All right, the question. When you're stopping at a light, do you pull up directly beside the person next to you?
Yes.
No. No. Never. Wait, always stagger.
Like always stagger?
Yes, I
Why?
Never.
Okay.
Window to window?
I was wondering if this was like a gang thing or like what the deal is, because mostly at night, I notice it like when we're driving in, like into work in the morning for sure. I stop, and then the person next to me never stops right next to me. They always stop like a little bit behind
me. Yeah, of course, because that's weird.
I always pull up in like window to window
the
eye
line.
Contact. I always wave. I smile.
Okay, you
I
do not.
Do
you're going to get shot.
Is it a gang thing?
I don't know. I just don't want to look at people.
I don't look at people. I just am driving, minding my own business. What is it?
The thing is, I'm so hot that I get hit on all the time.
Oh, is that what it is?
If I pull up right next to somebody, she may say, hey, big boy, what are you doing?
Wait a second. Didn't your mamas raise you all to be nice people and friendly people?
Not in cars, no.
You pull up right directly next to the car and you smile and wave.
Are you new to Houston or something?
No, I've lived here longer than you.
I don't know how I figured this out quicker than you did.
I've never had an issue. Eric, you're the problem.
You're going to notice it now, George.
The second you get out of the car, be nice and kind, but do not talk, do not look, do not wave, do not smile at anybody in another vehicle.
You got to be nice to people. So the question again is,
when stopping at a light, do you pull up directly beside the person next to you?
Sarah is juror number one in Houston. Sarah, what do you drive?
I drive a Dodge Ram.
All right. Do you pull up next to the person at the light?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
See?
And do you smile and wave and nod like a weirdo?
No, I don't do any of that. I just look straight ahead. Same. But I do... I'm right next to them.
Okay. She pulled up right next to them. Okay, good.
Okay,
all right.
One vote.
All right, juror number two.
That's Jimmy in Richmond. Jimmy drives an Explorer. All right, Jimmy, when you're stopping at a light, do you pull up directly beside the person next to you?
I think subconsciously I do. But when I'm looking forward, I peripheral vision stare at the person to make sure they're not looking at me.
Yeah, exactly.
So
why not just stagger? I don't get it.
Why are we staggering? I don't get it. I don't get you. Eric.
Peripheral vision stare at the person.
It's like when you're in a public bathroom, you never go shoulder to shoulder with another urinal guy.
You never go shoulder.
There's always a space.
That's explaining a little bit more. I get
it. Let's do juror number three, Eric.
All right, that's Lewis in Richmond. Tell us, Lewis, when stopping at a light, do you pull up directly beside the car next to you?
Yes.
What?
I do.
Yeah.
What is this?
I have a pickup truck, but I have tinted windows. Nobody can see me.
It's a power play.
Lewis is like, try and look at me.
Yeah, you can.
I'm in a little Chevy Trax.
He's making faces at the person. It doesn't matter there. All right, juror number four, Mo.
That's Dana in Houston. Hey, Dana, when you're stopping at a light, do you pull up directly beside the person next to you?
Wait, before you answer, Dana, you are like the ultimate authority on this.
Why?
Because your job is Uber driving.
Oh.
So you were on the road probably more than any juror. So
no, she doesn't count more.
Yes, she does. She holds more weight with this jury. Okay, go, Dana.
I drive an average of 300 miles a day in the Houston area while I'm out working, and absolutely I pull up next to somebody.
Whoa.
This is Texas. We're friendly here,
Eric. Exactly.
Listen, I know you're friendly, but in cars, it can be very scary on the freeways and on the roads of Houston. I'm sorry.
She drives an Uber. She doesn't care. She's brave.
Exactly right.
So
all
brave.
Right, five calls say it all. Let's get our fifth juror here. It's John in Magnolia. John, what do you drive?
I drive a Ram 1500.
Okay, nice. All right. When you come up to a light, do you pull up directly next to the person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Smile
people
and wave
don't
jump?
Do it. That's not normal, just so you know.
Evidently, it's pretty normal for our listeners.
Okay, you don't smile and wave?
I don't smile and wave. I just pull up behind the car next or behind the car. In front of me.
Okay, that brings up another point. I hate it when you stagger. I've seen people do what you're talking about, Eric, and they stagger, and I'm like, just pull up.
They're scared to look next to them, like Eric.
I don't understand this. We can poo-poo on Houston traffic all day long, but at a stoplight, everybody's nice and friendly. Since when?
Mo,
get the gavel.
Final verdict here this morning.
When stopping at a light, do you pull up directly beside the person next to you? It was unanimous yes.
See, I am in touch. You all don't understand.
Enjoy your bullet touch.
On the jury duty here on 100.3 The Bull.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, you got any more of them keys to the horse trailer for Nay of the Day? As a matter of fact, we do. Coming up before 8 o'clock, I promise, hasn't happened yet, but it will happen before 8 a.m. Time to find out what we can do with Eric and his 10-minute tune today. But in order to get a 10-minute tune out of Eric, it has to include you and your phone call.
Yes, we need your suggestion, 713-881-5500. Let's start with Darby. She's in Spring. Hey, Darby, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, so my toddler just recently learned how to drink from straws. So now every drink is hers. No drink is safe. You have to pay the toddler tax. Mm-hmm. You have to have a sip or a bite of whatever you're eating.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a lovely little toddler tax.
And you get the backwash, too. They don't really understand it, so you get the toddler backwash, too.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. It's one of those things I'm constantly having to change my drink out.
Don't make them theirs because they don't want their own. They want yours.
No.
What's your toddler's name and how old?
Her name's Mabel, and she's 16 months.
How sweet. Love the suggestion. Thank you so much. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Mackenzie's on the phone in Cypress. Hey, Mackenzie, what should I sing about today?
Oh, hi, guys. I think you should sing about being the parent of a kindergartner. Because that just happened to me, and I know it happened to you.
Yes.
How did you, I bet you handled it better than Eric did the other day. I bet you had less crying than Eric did.
Well, it was pretty hard. I mean, Cindy is like our everything, and seeing her like walk into those doors was like really hard.
It is, but it's like, it's a weird, happy, sad mixture. I think a lot of people are going through this.
Yeah, because it's like heartbreaking, because you're like, no, be with me all the time. But you're like, you need to learn your independence. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. I think it was harder for me than her, sure.
Fair.
Yeah, we started drinking at 8 a.m.
So, a song about being the parent of a kindergartner.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
All right. That's all right. A great idea.
Mackenzie, thank you for the suggestion this morning.
You're welcome.
Faye is on the phone in Houston. Faye, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Good morning. I think Eric should sing about how much you miss your dog when you go to work. I mean, they don't talk back. They greet you with kisses. They lower your blood pressure. I just want to be with my dog all day.
Aww.
Me too.
That makes one of us. I hate my dog.
I love my dog.
I'm like,
no,
oh,
don't
I'm
tell
home.
Me that.
Yeah, Eric's not a person to sing this song for you, unfortunately. I know they try to be nice and like say, oh, yeah, we might sing your song. They're not going to sing this song.
I love one of my dogs. Faye, I'm with you on one of them, but the other one, I'm like, get off of me. What are you doing?
What's your?
Well, maybe it's you and not the dog.
You know what?
Girl,
I've been saying that
Faye.
A lot lately, Faye.
My
What's your girl. Dog's name?
My dog's name is Athena.
Athena. Okay. All right. So, Eric, this morning we have our choices. We have toddler backwash on
tax.
Learning how to
toddler
drink.
Toddler tax.
Toddler
Very
tax.
Cute.
So cute.
We have first aid kindergartner, parent of a
parents?
Kindergartner.
Yeah.
And we have Faye suggested singing about missing your dog while at work.
I do love my dogs. I don't tell him that, though. Don't tell him. But I think that so many people this week and last week have dropped their kids off at school, and I saw so many parents crying in the hallway of that first day of kindergarten. So let's do a kindergarten song. It'll be my last kid going back to school song.
Okay,
We've done a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay,
but this is kindergarten specific.
Okay. All right. That's our topic then for this morning's 10-minute tune. I'll find out how Eric does with it coming up in just 10 minutes. All right. You haven't missed out yet. Sometime between now and 8 o'clock, you're going to have a chance to get in on Nay of the Day. If you're new to it, you need all the details. Check out thebullshouston.com. Time to find out what Eric has created on our 10-minute tune. It's always off a suggestion that you give us every morning.
Yes, and this morning we heard from Mackenzie and Cypress that wanted Eric to sing about this.
I think you should sing about being the parent of a kindergartner.
She even brought up Eric crying the other day, so she knows all about
it.
But she has a kindergartner, too. And she wanted Eric to do a song, so he's back in the studio. Did you cry again writing this?
I did a little bit. I might cry during the song, George. Don't judge me and my emotions. I'm in touch with who I am. I'm proud of it.
You're proud of it.
We know.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, tell us about the song. This supposedly is going to be your last back-to-school song this season.
Okay. Sorry about my aggression, but I'm doing a very aggressive song. So I've been in there sort of hyping myself up.
Okay.
Because it's weird. It's a weird mix of happy and sad and glad and angry when they go back to kindergarten. So I'm going to do it in the style of Incubus. You remember the song Pardon Me?
I don't know that I do,
but maybe.
It was
a big radio hit.
Maybe when I hear,
difficult to sing rock song.
Okay, all right, everybody, cross your fingers for Eric on today's 10-minute tune.
Decade ago, I never thought I would be a kindergarten parent in the car drop-off line waving, crying. Man, they grow up so fast, it seems. Next thing that I know, they'll be teenagers hating me. I'm not excited, for puberty. Raging hormones, then they graduate and leave home asking what happened to my baby. Stop growing. So pardon me while I burst into tears. It's the first day of kinder, and I'm emotional here. Pardon me while I curse. I need a beer.
I think you need more than a beer.
Medication.
Let's knock some stuff over.
You're in your feels on this one.
I'm knocking stuff over.
Something. Help.
Settle down. So, do you have a parent of a kindergartner? If you want to send that song and a phone number for therapy, you can do that.
I kicked that trash can all the way across the room. Did I hit you with that, George?
It's over here on my side now, folks. Anyway, you can grab that off our podcast. The easiest way to get it and to get me out of trouble here is download the Odyssey app and search for the Morning Bullpen podcast. And if you click like on there, then you'll get notified every time we post one, like that one on the 10-Minute Tune. That album is out today, by the way. 18 Post Malone country songs. That one happens to be with Blake Shelton. It's called Pour Me a Drink here on 100.3 The Bull. Now, we have not played Nay of the Day. It'll happen before 8 o'clock, I promise, so hang on with us. But last night, Eric was out on the town. I mean, it was his anniversary eve, so you expected him maybe to be out to a nice dinner
right.
with the one that he cares about, and that's exactly what happened last night. Mm-hmm. Eric was out with Jeremy Pena.
Yes.
Can we read the text messages that we were sending between the three of us last night? No, seriously, George, we have to
with this music, we're going to read the text messages with this music.
Start it with the one that you sent us at 6:48 p.m.
First of all, it is well known that Jeremy Pena is my man crush.
I think
every dude...
You wrote a song about it.
Every dude on the planet has some man crush. Jeremy Pena, the Houston Astro, just happens to be mine. So I texted y'all, both of you, last night. It was 6:48 in the evening.
Yes.
And I said, I forgot to tell y'all, one of the salespeople asked if I wanted to tag along to Taqueria Sarandas, where Jeremy Pena is.
And I said, casual.
I just texted back, wow.
I'm here. He's here. Like 30 feet away. What do I do?
Ha ha. Don't panic, Eric.
I do not have bail money.
I'm panicking.
Wait, you got to get a good picture of you and Jeremy.
Don't pressure me, George. I'm sweating already. Then I followed that up after a few minutes of silence. I need to preface this statement. I love women. My wife is a beautiful, magnificent, incredible woman. But Jeremy Pena somehow got dreamier. 18% higher, easily.
I just said, ha, 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 ha.
And then you sent the picture.
And then I finally sent a picture of me and Jeremy and said, I did it.
It's a really cute picture. Weird filter you put on it, but that's okay.
Yeah, no,
Jeremy
together.
Looks awesome. He's hot.
Yeah. I did the filter to really maximize Jeremy's dreaminess.
Right. Yeah, that's what
dreaminess
it is.
There, so. That's how Eric spent his anniversary eve last night.
Yeah, how does your wife feel about this?
Oh, she knows. She was totally cool with it. She's like, great photo. I'm so glad you got it.
Wait, I want to get Kylie on the phone. and see if she agrees with
this. So cool.
Anyway, that was it, kind of their night off, so they had a chance to come around and do some stuff, and it was really cool. I'm glad you got to see him.
Yeah, it was a really fun event.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad he got to see you, is what I was going to say.
Yeah. I'm sure he was like,
I barely got the photo, though.
Shut up, why?
Because, so we posted up in the middle of the restaurant, and he was making his rounds, saying hi to people, shaking hands. And then he would take a left and we'd move left like, let's get the picture. And then
he would go
right. And then we go, okay, go right. And we go, okay, we're going to stand next to the door.
Okay.
So he cannot leave without getting this photo.
Yeah.
This is the only photo I want in my life. And then he went around us somehow and police blocked me. And I go, Jeremy, just one more picture.
You know what I need, Mo? I need somebody to create a line dance. They moved to the left. They moved to the right. He went around us. He
shoved him out of the way.
That's what we need is a Jeremy Pena line dance so Eric can have that.
Holy moly.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. because Mo knows country.
Time to see if Keithan here in Houston can take money from Mo. Keithan, this is how you would get the $100.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Keithan?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Go on, get.
And good luck, Keithan.
Five country-related trivia questions, Keithan, and they start right now. Question number one. Post Malone has had hits with Morgan Wallen, Blake Shelton, and now he's teasing, or something like that, about a new song with this country superstar. Name him.
Blake Shelton.
Question number two. Summer of 2003, Jimmy Buffett and Alan Jackson had a number one song called It's Blank Somewhere. What time is it?
5 o'clock somewhere.
Question number three. Name the redneck woman who said, quote, country music's kind of like the border, a little too wide open. Everybody come on in.
Redneck woman would be Gretchen Wilson.
Question number four. Who sang the 2010 hit called Lover, Lover?
I want to have to pass on that one.
Okay, question number five. Name the country star who said, quote, Carrie Underwood's probably going to need some extra therapy to deal with him and Lionel Richie on the American Idol set.
Luke Bryan.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today. Keithan did well.
Yeah, Keithan, you did all right, buddy. You got three out of the five.
Okay.
Mo, let's find out how you do.
I'm ready, I think.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Post Malone had hits with Morgan Wallen, Blake Shelton, and now he's teasing, or something like that, that he has a new song coming with this country superstar. Name him.
I'm taking your clue, something like that, and assuming you're talking about Tim McGraw.
That would be correct. You got the clue right and the answer right.
Okay. I read you, George.
It wasn't Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton was actually mentioned in the question. Mm. That's probably why he had it on your mind. So it's 1-1, or 1-0, sorry.
Question number two. Summer of 2003, Jimmy Buffett, Alan Jackson had the number one song called It's Blank Somewhere. What time is it?
Oh, 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is 5 o'clock, exactly.
Yes. Keithan, you knew it, so it's 2-1.
Question number three. Uh-huh. Name the redneck woman who said, quote, country music's kind of like the border, a little too wide open. Everybody come on in.
I'm going to take your clue about redneck woman and assume you're speaking of Gretchen Wilson.
It is Gretchen Wilson who said that.
Okay. Yeah.
Controversial. 3-2. Mo's winning.
Question number four. Simple question.
Okay.
Who sang the 2010 hit Lover, Lover?
Lover, 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 lover. You don't treat me.
Who sang it?
Was it?
Let's play that song.
Was it one of the low voices?
I need an answer.
I am going to guess. I don't know.
Take a guess. Say something.
I don't know.
Okay.
Jared Newman.
Oh, crap. I couldn't think. That's
Newman. Sorry. Jared Newman.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Keithan couldn't figure it out either. So it's still 3-2, Mo's winning.
All right. And question number five. Mm-hmm. Name the country star who said, quote, Carrie Underwood's probably going to need a little extra therapy to deal with me and Lionel Richie on the American Idol set.
Oh, that would be Luke Bryan.
That would be correct. Yes. It is Luke Bryan.
He knew it.
Buddy.
But it didn't matter, Keithan, because she got four and you got three. She protected her money today.
Good job, Mo.
Good job, friend.
All right, you know what you got to say, Keithan, to get out of here.
My name's Keithan, and I'm from Houston, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you can get a shot at her. Take that $100 if you can. Monday morning, 8:20, will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country from 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.